Okay, welcome back. I've decided to do a part two to what I was recording earlier. My software that I record things on has completely kicked me out, but I like to not edit things and I like to keep things raw and as they are because there's just too much filtered crap in our world right now. So I've decided to record part two to what just happened. Just so you know, what happened in that moment is that the literal seat under me just broke through and I fell in. I fell into a hole. I believe they call that a breakthrough because I was just talking about having to make changes, even though it's hard, blah, 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 blah. And to be fair, it's very relevant to my life right now. While I've been so much better at asking for help and taking help when I can, it hasn't been available lately. So that's been really tricky in life. And what I've noticed is it's not so much that I've taken on 1,000 things, I've gone, oh my God, I have so much on. It's more so that I've my expectation of myself during this time. This is what I got from the breakthrough, everyone. The literal breakthrough. I think my expectation of myself was a little bit out there, like to keep it all going, keep it all together, go, 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 go. And that is exactly what I was talking about. My supervisor saying it's not possible. So there you go, new level, new devil. Some of us have to learn the same lesson over and over and over. And I am one of those. I am one of those people myself that I just love helping and I'll always say yes to helping. And while I'm better at trying to fit that in life as it may, as it needs to be, I very clearly have more work to do. Oh my God, all you can do is laugh. I'm going to journal on that one. So when I write the reflections on today's podcast episode, I'm a 1 million percent, and I often do get high on my own supply, 1 million percent sitting down and doing these journaling reflections myself. Big things happening in life. I have taken on extra things work-wise that wouldn't pause from early in the year, but now that, anyway, I get it. I get it. I get why I just had a breakthrough. I hope you had one too. All right. So let's just keep going. Let's just keep going. So what got you here won't get you there. So maybe, like I said, you've also come to a place where something big has happened and there are certain things that used to work for you, work, relationships, etc., but don't work anymore or won't get you to the next level. I'm going to give you a few examples of this. Working extra hard may have helped you build your career, but now you're noticing that overworking is just leading you to burnout instead of progress. You're actually slowing yourself down and the ideas are not flowing and you just ain't got it anymore. Maybe staying guarded or less vulnerable may have protected you from being hurt in the past. But now what's happening is because you're guarding your emotions, you're just having these surface level relationships and you're blocking the deeper relationships or situations in which you're getting your needs met because you're just staying on that guarded surface level. You may have been saying yes to everything and that's built trust with others and you feel so good about helping them. But now it stops you focusing on what matters, especially when what matters is who matters, which is you. So there's some of the examples, right? And the first examples that I've given you do help you survive and succeed and adapt up to this point, but I think what you're finding is that now they're limiting your growth because you're getting to a place of thriving and needing a different strategy. You often hear about these things in, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what an easy way to describe it. Say you in your career, you may have been an employee, but you want to go in a management role. The qualities that you displayed as an employee are not the same qualities that leadership and management requires of you. That's going to require something different. That's like a really practical and easy thing. Or maybe your health. So for me, I've talked about my health and fitness in the past. Back in the day, I used to be able to eat healthy, still do. And just move my body. I could go for a walk, go for a run, whatever I feel like. A bike, but sometimes, oh, not many bike rides to be fair. Lots of walking for me. Sometimes doing some workouts at home, a little bit of weight. None of that works for me now in my 40s. This is like a new era. And also, yeah, like what I need out of my body is so different. So that makes sense too, right? Not only have I changed with age and what my body is doing is different, but also what I need my body to do is so different. Does that make sense? So I'm just trying to think of different life situations, you know. Maybe before kids, you drove around in a sports car, and now you got four kids and you need to get a van. Like, that's a super logical, practical one. But in other words, the strengths that have gotten you this far might need to be softened. They might need to be shaped, reshaped. You might need to learn some new skills. It's going to be uncomfortable. I think I've already said that before I had my breakthrough. And yeah, essentially it means that, yeah, you want to go into, well, one, reflecting on where in life is this happening. So we're going to have all this in the crew membership for free, and I'll leave the links down there. But, you know, have a little think about, like, what area in my life is this happening in? Where am I still getting that lack of growth, lack of traction? Normally this was where I would gain momentum, but it's just like, nah. Where's that happening in my life? What are some of the behaviors that I'm repeating that keep giving me the same result? What are some of the beliefs that I keep believing that are a bit outdated now and they're giving me the same result, but I'm trying to get somewhere else? And then I guess getting to that place of, what's my helpful thinking? What's a new way of thinking? Who do I want to be? Do I want to stay this person? And in that case, cool. But if you want to reach the next level, then you have to have a little ponder as to, what are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to adjust and change to do that? And it doesn't have to be scary. As always, these can just be small steps. For example, with my allergies, as you know, I'm doing all the things with my naturopath, taking all the supplements still. But then I had the thought the other day where I was like, I wonder if it's also certain foods that I've been able to eat until this day, but they're triggering a bit more of this allergic thing. I just noticed it after having some pineapple. And it led me on this journey of antihistamine food diets, blah, blah, blah. Then I actually looked at what it takes. And I was like, I eat all of this. All of these things that this doctor is suggesting are triggering and no good for me. I eat a lot of those. I'm not someone that leaves food groups out or any of that stuff. I just focus on, as Sarah Wilson used to say, hi, Ellie, you can come in. On eating real food, up my protein, of course. We all up our protein. Who out there is in Perry and has not upped their protein? And it looked really overwhelming. And I know, though, that that is something that I need to look into, especially here in Australia at the moment. We're in spring, so shit's no good. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to buy some coconut milk. Coconut milk in my coffee is meant to be really good and in all the other ways. So what I'm committed to, and this is speaking of the small steps, out of those 20 foods I'm meant to eat and 20 foods I'm meant to avoid eating, once a week, I'm just going to choose one that I work on. So this week, I'm drinking coconut milk. And when I get really good at that, then next week, I'm going to take something away. The week after, I'm going to add something. Does that make sense? So in my head, it looks like week by week, focusing on one food that I focus on actually having, which is helpful. And then the following week, I'm going to focus on not having a certain kind of food, which hopefully will help. I don't know. At the end of the day, it feels very restrictive to me and really hard and all of that stuff. But I've been in these places before where I've, especially like when breastfeeding the girls, where I couldn't have certain things. And before you know it, it just becomes yet another habit. And it just, you find all the ways to replace this with this and have this instead of this. And we know how that goes. So it looks overwhelming, and lots of things in life do, especially that require such a big change of you at a time where, let's be real, everyone's busy, everyone's overwhelmed, everyone's got too much on. So how can you find a way to just do that in a small, small way? Like, what are you willing to let go of to get to the next level is my question to you. Anyway, I'm going to ponder this one a little bit deeper. I'm going to put a resource together. I'm going to leave it below. This was part two. I hope you can laugh with me. We're all just human. It all happens to all of us. And I hope you have a great day anyway. Like, score? No. Rate. Rate, share, all those things help get the word out and keep this podcast going. So please do that. And I'll leave the links below so that you can jump on and download the latest resource if you also are after a breakthrough and need to figure this stuff out for yourself. All right, I will see you next time. Peace.